This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, the Gemara on Daf Nun Gimel was trying to explain the Machlokes Rebbe and the Chachamim regarding Maimer after Chalitza. And the Gemara made it tally on different things. The Gemara said, perhaps it's talking about Hiskadshi li b'maimer yevamin, or Rava said, where you said Hiskadshi li b'zikas yevamin, or it's talking about whether you did a chalitza psula, or it's dependent whether you hold yesh tnai b'chalitza. V'hacha b'yesh tnai b'chalitza k'mefugi. There's a machlokes. Do we say there is a tnai in chalitza? There is a tnai, and chalitza means that if you make a tnai and the tnai is not fulfilled, the chalitza is no good. And in that case, it's no good. There's still some zika, and you could do maimer on top of that. Or if you hold ein tnai b'chalitza, that implies the tnai is no good and the chalitza is good, and then there's no zika left. And then the Gemara says, Ravina Amar de kuleyama yesh tnai b'chalitza. Everyone agrees there is a tnai b'chalitza. So the fact that Ravina, in the final step, said everyone agrees yesh tnai b'chalitza, it almost seems like the conclusion of our sugya is yesh tnai b'chalitza, right? Because Ravina says, really, everyone holds yesh tnai b'chalitza. Tosfos on the top of Nun Gimel Amud Aleph has a kasha, because if Ravina is going to say everyone holds yesh tnai b'chalitza, the Gemara on Daf Kuvav and the Gemara in Ksubis, they both say that we paskin ein tnai b'chalitza. Let's see where the Gemara in Yevamos, this is Gemara in Yevamos on Daf Kuvav. It's a Gemara in Ksubis on Daf Ayin Dalet as well. Let's see. The Gemara in Yevamos says like this. Tanya nami hachi. Chalitza mutaz kshera. A mistaken chalitza is kshera. Ezehi chalitza mutaz. What's a mistaken chalitza? Kol sha'oimrim. Anyone who says chalutzla, give her chalitza. Amna shatitein lecha masayim zuz. On condition she gives you 200 zuz. U'maisa b'ishach shenaf lefnei yavam. A woman fell before yavam. She'ein hagunla, who is not fit for her. Va'amru loy. They said to him, Chalotzla, give her chalitza. Give her chalitza. Amana shatitin lecha masayim zuz, that she should give you 200 zuz. So they basically convinced him to give her chalitza because he thought he would get money out of it. Uba maisa lefnei Rabbi Chiya, the story came from Rabbi Chiya, v'hechshira, and Rabbi Chiya was machsheret. So what do we see from here? That ein tnai b'chalitza. That it's a good chalitza, even though there's a tanai, and the tanai was not fulfilled, the Gemara comes out, chalitza muta'as kshera, meaning ein tanai b'chalitza. That is Tosfos' kasha. The Gemara on Daf Kovav, the Gemara in Ksubis, comes out that we hold ein tanai b'chalitza. So how could our sugya say yesh tanai b'chalitza? Now, why does the Gemara in Yevamos Kovav come out ein tanai b'chalitza? So the Gemara says on in Ksubis on Daf Ayin Dalet as follows: El Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Sha'omer Loi Chalotzla Amana Shatitin Lecha Masayim Zuz, Alma Kivon De Oven Ma'isa. Since you did the act, Achule Achle Latanai, Achanami Kivon De Bal Achule Achle Latanai. So the Gemara says no, that there is no Tanai by Chalitza. Why? Listen to the Svar. Amar Lei Bar Be Rav. Shaper, Amar Lei, he said, Bar Bei Rav Shaper Ka Amret. The Bar Bei Rav said, good. Michti, Kol Tanai Mehechan Gamrinan. Where do we learn out the laws of Tanaim from? Mit Tanai B'nei Gad B'nei Ruvain. From the stipulation that the B'nei Gad B'nei Ruvain made with Moshe Rabbeinu, that if we fight ahead of the Jewish people, we'll inherit first. And if we don't fight, we won't inherit first. From there, according to Rameir, we learn out you need a Tanai Kafel. But the Gemara says we learn out something else. Listen to this. From there we learn out a tanai that could be fulfilled through a shliach is a tanai. A tanai that you cannot fulfill through a shliach is not a tanai. Because Moshe commanded Yeshua to give them the Eretz Yisrael. And Yeshua, Rashi says, would have been Moshe Rabbeinu shliach to give it to them. But since chalitza cannot be done through a shliach, Therefore, you cannot make a Tanai. You hear what Tosfos is saying? You hear what the Gemara is saying? That the reason why you can't make a Tanai by Chalitza is because it's E-Efsher to make through a Shliach. Now, let's go back to Tosfos on Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph. Tosfos' kasha is that the Gemara Nun Gimel Amud Aleph concludes everyone holds Yesh Tanai by Chalitza, and the Gemara in Yevamas Daf Kuf Vav, the Gemara in Ksubas Ayin Dalet, comes out in Tanai by Chalitza, because it's not Efsher to do through a Shliach. So Tosfos on Daf Nun Gimel says that regarding mattering the woman Lashuk, it is for sure a Chalitza, and we hold Ein Tanai b'Chalitza. However, meaning we really are right, we hold Ein Tanai b'Chalitza, and it's therefore a valid Chalitza, and she's mutter to marry Lashuk. However, regarding that it should be a Chalitza Psula, that the Zika is not completely gone, that Mimer afterwards should not help, that's when there is a, everyone holds Yesh Tanai, that Lamaisa, she's free to marry Lashuk, but the Mimer could be Chal on a Shtickle Zika. That's, okay. Now that's not really relevant to what we're going to discuss right now, because we're going to discuss, Bezos Hashem, a Shas Sugya. And that is, Tosfos in Ksubis wants to know, what is the connection between why should you only be able to make a Tanai in Chalitza if it's Efsher B'Shliach? In other words, why is a Tanai, why are the laws of Tanaim dependent on the ability to make a Shliach? Tosfos asks, V'mtamir, Mas Svara Yesh Kan? What Svara is there? Deloi Gamrina Mehasam, that we don't learn out from there, Ela Le'inyin Mashu Svara. What Svara is there? We don't learn out from Bnei Gad Bnei Ruvain, only what is logical. Do we learn out from Bnei Gad Bnei Ruvain you can only make Tanoim on Karka? Well, they made a Tanai about land, so we should learn out from there you can only make a Tanai about land. We don't say that. It has to be logical. So since it has to be logical, what's the logic that you can only make a Tanai on something that you can make a Shliach? So Tosfos says as follows, V'yeshloimar dahainu taima. Here's the reason. Dehoil v'hamaisa kol kach biyadai. If the action is so much in your domain, sheyachol akayma yadei shliach, then not only could you do it yourself, you could appoint an agent. Svarahu, it's logical. Logic dictates sheyikamoykein biyadai l'shavuye beitina, that it's also within your capacity to make a stipulation. Aval chalitza shein biyadai l'kayma yadei shliach. But chalitza that you cannot fulfill it through a shliach. It's also not in your capacity to make a Tanai. And even if the Tanai is not Niskayim, the Mais is Kayim. Therefore, everyone holds you need to be able to fulfill it through a Shliach. But regarding Tanai Kafal or other things, it's not as compelling of a svara. So this is Shitas Tosfos, that whatever requirements we learn out from Bnei Gad Bnei Ruvain have to be logically compelled. It is logical that you could only make a Tanai, the ability to make a Tanai shows a certain control you have over the situation, and the barometer of how much control you have over a situation is if you can make a Shliach. Chalitza, you're not able to make a Shliach, so you can't make a Tanai. Other things that you could make a Shliach, for example, inheriting the land, giving over the land to Klal Yisrael, so you can make a Tanai. This is a famous Tosfos who explains what the connection between making a Shliach is and making a Tanai. Now, Tosfos, so this is, comes from the Sefer Devar Yaakov, Rabbi Yaakov Steinhuis. It's a Lamdash Sefer on Ksubis, that he's malakeit many of the Achroinim, and he comments on Tosfos, HaTosfos Kasu, that we learn out that that requirement that you need to be able to make a Shliach, it's Mistabra that if you have such control that you can make a Shliach, then you should be able to make a Tanai. So the Pnei Yeshua and Gittin asks the opposite, the Svar should be the opposite. If the Maisa is so much in your domain, it's mistaber that the Tanai shouldn't help. Because if the Maisa is so biyadai that you can make a shliach, how could you make a tnai? Dibur cannot come and be mevatel the Maisa. So the Pnei Yeshua explains, and the Meiri explains, that a Maisa that you could do through a shliach is a very weak Maisa that you could be mevatel through a tnai. But a Maisa that you can't do through a shliach is a chashav Maisa, and that you can't be mevatel through a tnai. Now, here is the lamdus of the Achronim. That we do find, and we're going to see very soon, Rabbi Isai, there are many examples in Halacha where you make a tnai. You know, the famous tnai of the Avnei Nezer. You say, if the Halacha is like Reb Elazar ben Azariah, that the Karm Pesach is until Chatzos and the Matzah is until Chatzos, so this is my Afi Koyman right now. And then when Chatzos comes, I could eat the Suda and have another Afikam. And if the Halacha is like Rabbi Akiva, then the second Afikam is my main. I have a question. You could eat an Afikam through a Shliach? So if you can't eat an Afikam through a Shliach, how could you make a Tanai? This morning, I davened at a minyan that the Zman Kriyashma, it was after the Magen Avram's Zman Kriyashma. Okay? So I said the Kriyashma before Shacharis, and I made a Tanai. That if the Halacha is like the Magen Avram, I want to be Yotzei Krishma now. And if the Halacha is like the Gra, I'll be Yotzei in the Krishma that I say in the Talis and Tefillin with the Brachas. What do you mean? You could appoint a Shliach to say Krishma for you? The same thing with Sfira Soimer. There's a famous Tanai that's mentioned that if you're davening, let's say, before Tzeis, so you can't without a Bracha, and you say if this is a good Zman, it should work. If it's not a good Zman, it shouldn't work. You could count Sfira through a Shliach. So these are all examples of Tanaim on something that you can't make a Shliach for. So Taka, the Oineg Yomtiv Paskins, that you can't make a Tanai in Mitzvahis for this Toisvis. That since it's Lessa B'Shlichus, since you can't make a Shliach, it's Lessa B'Tanai. But the Achroinim, though, have a very interesting lamdus. We're going to see a few mahalchim. So this is like a sort of a shasugya. Hinei kasu harbi achroinim, the koivet sa'aras, the oinag yamtif, the ar sameach, the shari yoishar, the avi ezri, and shirei Reb Shmuel. There are two kinds of actions with chalos. In other words, in halacha, man doesn't act, but the halachic ramifications of that act, sometimes the person does, and sometimes when you do the act, it automatically sets into motion that there should be a chalos. Sometimes the person does the chalos, and sometimes the person just does the act, and then the chalos comes memela. Says the Dvar Yaakov, Yesh Maisa Sha'adam Poyala Chalos Ayda Mesa. Sometimes a person effectuates we're going to translate chalos as an effectuation. Sometimes a person shafts a chalos, as they say, through his actions. Uvezeh Ha'adam Yachalas Etzenai. If you're the one making the chalos, you could stipulate. V'yesh ma'isa she'adam poel ha'ma'isa. Sometimes a person doesn't act. V'ha'ma'isa poel ha'chalos. And the act creates a chalos. U'v'zeh eino adam yachal aseh tnai. And if you just do the act, and then the act on its own causes a chalos, you can't make a tnai. L'mashal, shchita. You can't make a tnai in shchita. Could you say like this? I'm shechting the cow, and the shchita should be chal in 30 days from now. You hear this? I'm shechting the cow, and I don't want to eat. Nobody can eat it yet. The din shchuta won't be chal until 30 days from now. You can't do that. Why? Because when you shech the cow, you're just doing the maisa, but the status of it being a shchuta, you're not doing, that happens by itself. The act then takes on a life of its own and it creates the chalos. The kivan shebe metzius haya maisa shchita, since there was an act of shchita, have a shachud, it's considered shachted. Masha'in came b'masa gittin b'kedushin, as opposed to gittin and kedushin. Sha'adam poyal achalois ayde maseil, that a person effectuates the chalois through his actions. V'chein hu yachal asois tanai. Therefore, you're able to make a tanai. Oy la hachel hachalois la'achar zman. By gittin and kedushin, you're not just doing, okay, here's the ring, okay, here's the document of divorce. You're not just doing the act, you do the chalois. Oh, if you're doing the chalois, you can make a tanai. You can make a tanai, or you could delay the chalois. You can't delay the chalois shechita because you don't make the chalois shechita. You can't make a tanai in the shechita because you don't give it the halachic status of shechita. But gittin and kedushin, where you do the chalois, gittin and kedushin, and so therefore you can make a tanai and you could delay it. Now, another thing. Gam hodem ahani shlichos have a rak hechos adam poyal achalois. You know when you can make a shliach? Where you can make the chalois. But where the maisa does the chalois. Very interesting. You can make a shliach for gittin. You can make a shliach for kedushin. You can't make a shliach for chalitza. Isn't that interesting? Why not? Because gittin, you make the chalois, so I can make a shliach. Chalitza, I don't make the chalois. I just do the maisa, and then the chalois happens by itself. That's a very interesting concept, by the way. The reason why you can't make a shliach for chalitza is because you don't effectuate the chalois. The chalois happens by itself based on your actions. And if you don't create the chalois, you can't appoint the shliach. V'chein have a kamay shchito doim hani tanai. This says Rav Shimon Shkop and Rav Shmuel Rozovsky and Rav Shach. This is what Tosfos means in Ksubis, that you, that which you could do through a shliach, then you can make a tanai. Why? Because if you could do it through a shliach, that means you make the chalois. If you make the chalois, you can make a tanai. So what do they do with this? They want to, the Rebbe Chanan and Rebbe Shach and Rebbe Shmuel Rozovsky want to answer Akasha and Tosfos in Nazir. Tosfos in Nazir asks, could you make a Tanai in a Neder? Or in Nazirus? You can. But Tosfos says, why? You can't make a Shliach to make a Neder for you. You can't make a Shliach to do Nazirus for you. Could you say, I want to be a righteous guy? I'm not gonna drink wine for 30 days. And you pal, you fulfill the Naziris for me. You can't point the Shliach to be a Nazir for you. I'm gonna be a Nazir, so you don't take a haircut for 30 days. Can't do that. So then why can't you make a Tanai? The answer is, V'yei Shaloi Ma'akur, says Rabbi Chanan, Shadavka Chaloi Shaloi Mahani Boi Shlichos, Mishum Shaloi Nasai De Maisa Ha'odom Loi Mahani Ba Tanai. Davka chalois, that shlichus doesn't help because it's not done through human action, so tanai doesn't help. But by nedarim and azirus, of course the chalois is happening through a person. So since the chalois is happening through the person, a tanai helps even though there's no shlichus. Meaning only a chalois that shlichus doesn't work because it's not happening through man's action, so tanai can't help. But nazirus and nadarim, where the chalois is for sure happening through your act. When you make a neder, all you're doing really is making a chalois. There is no maisa of neder. You're creating an iser chefza on the item. You're saying, I make a neder, I'm not going to partake of that item. So where it's overt, where it's so blatant that the person is making the chalois, in that case, you definitely could make a tanai, even though you can't make a shliach. By the way, I would say, I didn't realize this because I didn't even see this part last night, that would answer, I believe, why you're able to make a tanai in a mitzvah, even though you can't appoint a shliach to make a mitzvah. Because when you're doing the mitzvah, there's no, of course you're doing the chalois. You don't say the words of Shema and then the Shema is Chal. You're fulfilling the mitzvah. You're doing whatever needs to be done, and you're creating and effectuating whatever needs to be effectuated. So despite the fact you can't make a shliach, but it is clear you are doing all aspects of what is taking place. When a person does a mitzvah, they're not just doing the maisa. Whatever chalois there is, they're doing. And Rabbi Chanan is saying, in such a case, it's obvious you can make a tanai. Let me just see. Here's an example. I want to show you an example of a tanai in a mitzvah. The Mechaber says, Simen Tav Pei Tes, HaMespala Matzibor Mibo Yoyim Moine Imam B'loi Bracha V'im Yizkor B'laylo Yivarch V'yisbar. If you daven with the Tzibor, you count with them without a bracha. And if you remember at night, count with the bracha. Says the Magen Avram. He quotes the Rajba. He says, "Misha Amar Ze Limnois Matzir B'Noid Yoyim Chala Tala Buki Yisriki B'Rabbeinu." Whoever said that they should count with the tzibur is hanging empty kalim on this great rabbi. The Chol Shemanu Miyoyim La Esel Kom. You didn't do anything. Va'Adara Kameyed Masha'inoy. You're saying today is the 13th day of the Omer. It's a lie. The Misyar Shema Yishkach B'Sfira V'Yisman Chazir Zuk Kamei B'Kriyishma Shel Arvis. Elama, you're afraid you're going to forget, and you want to rely on this sphira, like Krishna Shalarvis. So you're Yoytzei, and then when you make a bracha, it's a bracha levatala. In other words, if your count was no good, then you did nothing. And if it was good, your bracha is a bracha levatala. So what is this Eitzah? Count without a bracha, then count with a bracha. If the first count was nothing, then it's worthless. If it was something, then the second bracha is a bracha levatala. And that's Mashin from the Avudraham, who says, but the Rambam says that if you count it without a bracha, you're ready, Yoytzei. Says the Magen Avram, V'nirli d'azel l'shitasei. L'chayro, this is going, the Mechaber l'shitasei. Because the Mechaber l'shitasei in Simen Samach, Paskins, Mitzvot, Srichos, Kavana. So you make a t'nai. Yechavein b'liboy. Imezgar b'layla, if I remember at night, ain't any mechavein losses v'sirzo. Then I'm not mechavein to be yoytzei. V'chei mashon loshen ramah, shekazim hayadaitoi shaloi lotzeis. So the way t'nai works is, I say like this. If I want to be yoytzei the mitzvah now because I'm afraid I'm going to forget. And if I remember later, then I have kavana not to be yoytzei now. So this is the famous t'nai by Sfira. Which again is somewhat problematic because Sfiras HaOmer is less of a shlichos. So if it's less of a shlichos, how could you make a tanai? I believe based on the lumdus we just saw in Rabbi Chanan, the answer would be that any time it's obvious that the person is not only doing the maisa but is doing the chalois as well, they definitely can make the tanai regardless of the fact that you can't make a shliach. So here are the Sefer Devar Yaakov. Brings a whole slew of achronim that deal with this question. He says, "Motzinu b'kama mekomis b'poiskim." We find in many places in the poiskim, "Shemahani t'nai b'kiyum ha-mitzvahs." For example, the Shulchan Aruch says, "You put on tefillin of Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, and you make a t'nai. If Rashi's right, I'm yotzi with him. If Rabbeinu Tam's right, I'm yotzi with him." Or the Mishnah Berurah says the same thing with tefillin on Chol HaMoed. If it's a mitzvah, I'm being yoytzei. If it's not a mitzvah, I don't want to be yoytzei. I don't want to be over about toysef. Same thing with tanai b'kabbalah Shabbos, or tanai b'sviras ha'omer. Or if you're mesupik, if you daven, you make a tanai. If I daven, this is a tefillas nadava. Or Rabbi Kivager's famous tanai. If you're afraid that Tzibur is going to delay Kriya Shema, you say, If I'm going to miss it later, I want to be yotzi now. Or the Prima Gadam says, someone who reads Shema with the Tzibur, Shemasal Mariv Mi Ba'od Yoyim. Or the Tanai of the Avnei Nezer, of Achilas Afi Koyman. And the Tanai Lechsam Sofer, if you sit in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, what about Bal Toysef? Mika Tanai. If it's the seventh day, I want to be Yotze. Otherwise, I don't want to be Yotze. So the Chassam Sofer asks, in Evan Ezer, Chilik Vesim and Sadi, and the Oinag Yom Tov asks, and the Imre Bino asks, and the Mishkanos Yaakov asks, and the Mikroi Kodesh asks, in the name of Shimon Shkab, how does Tanai help? It's B'mitzvah Shebegufay, it's Lesa B'shlichos. Lesa B'shlichos, yeah? That's the question. No, it's a good way to start off a Sunday. This is Mamish a Shas question. There are many examples of making a Tanai in mitzvahs, but based on Ksubas Ayin Dalet, you can only make a Tanai in something you can make a Shliach in. So the Imre Bina and Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank say that a mitzvah is Bein Adam La'atzmai, and the laws of Tanai only help Bein Adam L'chaveroi, but if it's between you and yourself, then you don't have to follow the guidelines of Tanai. You're not limited by the limitations of the Tanai B'nai God B'nai Reuven. That's the answer of the Mikroi Kodesh. Actually, we once gave a shir on Afi Koimen or the Avnei Nezer. I think we even saw that. There's another Teretz Imre Bina gives, that when it comes to Dibur, you don't need the laws of Tanai. So the... it's only by Maisa where you need the Dibor to be Mavato Maisa, similar to what the Pnei Yeshua was saying. So in the realm of Maisa, you're limited by the laws of Tanaim. But when it comes to speech, you don't need the restrictions of Tanai. So the Mabina says, according to the answer that by Dibor you don't need the laws of Tanaim, it tells maybe Lama Mahani Tanai Besir Sa'imer. That's why it works by Sfir Sa'imer. And that's why it works by Shema. The question is, what about Tfilin and Afikoyman and Sukkah? That's a Maisa. So Chassam Sofer says, no, you're not making a Tanai in the Maisa, you're making a Tanai in the Kavana. I'm not making a Tanai in the Maisa. I'm only being Mechavein to be Yotze if today is the seventh day, not today is the eighth day. So the Har Tzvi, he asks, but if you hold mitzvos ein srichos kavana, then the tanai lechara should not help. Then another answer. This is the answer to Mishkanas Yaakov and Reb Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg. That Tosfos says, Shebi'uroi hasvara. What's the svara? That something which is lesa b'shlichus, lesa b'tanai, that is, if the act is not b'yodoi, to do through a shliach, then you can't make a tanai. That's something that the reason you can't make a shliach is because you're not strong enough. Hani mili b'davar shemachmas chesaron koyach ein b'yodo ases aydei shliach. Avo b'mitzvois, when it comes to mitzvois, the reason you can't make a shliach is not because of a lack of koyach. The reason you can't make a shliach to put on tefillin for you is not because you're lacking in strength to have someone put on tefillin for you. It's because your body has to do the mitzvah. So you could make it tonight. And then finally, the oineg yomtiv, taka paskins, that you can't make it tonight, b'kiyam ha-mitzvah, because it's less of a shlichus. And he argues on all the achronim. Aye, how could you make a tanai be yeshiva sukkah? He says, because if it's not the seventh day of Sukkot, then you're not over about Tosef. And if it is the seventh day, you're mekayim a mitzvah. You don't need to make a tanai. In other words, you say like this, if today is the seventh day, I'm getting the mitzvah. If it's not the seventh day, then it's not the zman of the mitzvah, so there's no Baal Tosef. But interestingly, the Oineg Yom Tov is of the opinion, you can't. He argues on that, Rabbi Kivager. He holds you can't make a tanai in mitzvahs. Okay, Rabbi Isai, thanks everyone for joining today. Have yourselves a great day. And Be'ezus Hashem, we'll see you tomorrow night for Daf Nun Dalet. Okay, Shkai Aram. Call to...
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.